Blog Talk Radio.
For noonday prayer. I'm waiting for everyone to come on in. I know I was a little late, but God is willing and able, so let's give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen, amen, amen. So let's get ready for noonday prayer. Let's come on in and get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. There's no need to not praise God for what he's done, what he's going to do, and what he's already begun to do. I want to also in noonday prayer, let us Pastor Parker family in prayer. They're getting ready to get on the road, so let's be mindful and keep them in prayer as well. Amen.
Take me,
I belong to you. Yes, Lord, I don't belong to nobody but you. I'm going to play one more song, and then we're going to go into our noonday prayer.
tell me I'd be wealthy. But I learned that I don't. Yes, I do. I discovered I can make it. Whoa, whoa. It's night so long. I learned that I could take it. Oh, now I wouldn't trade it. Not for the knowledge that I gained.
Things are down and out, but when things are great, you don't hear from these people. They don't even try to call you. They don't even try to relate to you. I guess you just didn't want to know. Today, Father God, we come to you in prayer. Father, we come to you asking you not for a gimme list or a list of I need this and I want this, but Father, we come to you right now asking in your holy name right now, Father God, asking for healing and understanding and direction and guidance right now, Father God. Father God, we come to you right now asking for the Holy Spirit to guide us in this way of life and that we may be pleasing to your eye and everything that we do is acceptable to you, Father God. Father God, I ask that you look down on all of the families right now who's in bereavement. I ask that you look down on the Birch family as well. You look down on the Parker family. Father God, look on any family right now that's going through grievance right now because of the loss of a loved one. Father God, let them know that you will heal their hearts, that you had an agenda for the loved ones that's being lost to go ahead and be home with you, Father God. And it's okay right now, Father God. Father God, I ask that you not only help those that's going through it right now, but Father God, help those who also are struggling with the loss of their loved ones. Let them know that you will be a father to the fatherless and a mother to the motherless and a sister and brother to those who are lost with their sister and brothers. Father God, walk by the highways and byways and touch those that are lost right now, Father God, who needs your guidance, who needs your healing hand, who needs a spoken word right now, Father God. Let them know that you're going to be there in their ups and their downs, in their goings and their comings out. Father God, let them know that you are the Father who sits high and looks low. You know the issues that they're going through. You know what they're facing. You know the trials that they're going through. You know the tribulations that they have suffered. Father God, I thank you for being a Father who sits high in heaven and watches each over every last one of your children. Like you said, your eyes on the sparrow, Father God. So, Father God, we give you glory. We give you honor right now, Father God. Father God, look down on our government system right now, Father God. Let them be able to be truthful with us about the inflation and food prices right now. Let them be truthful and be honest enough to let us know what's going on with the gas prices right now, Father God. Father God, let each and every last family member that has been dealing with buying food. Let them be able to buy food for the times that we're facing where food shortage may come upon us right now, Father God. Let us be able to have enough money to store up substance like water and just regular drinking water and regular food like bread and milk and eggs and those natures right now, Father God. Father God, give us the Holy Spirit to guide us, to let us know what we should be putting away, all perishables right now, Father God. Father God, give us the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to let us know what perishables to buy for hard days to come right now, Father God. Father God, look on the people in Ukraine right now, Father God. Look on the mothers and their children right now, Father God, who's struggling to try to come to some type of sense of why is this happening to their homes right now, Father God. Father God, touch the war and let them cease from war right now, Father God. For I know your words say in the last days there will be wars and rumors of wars, but Father God, give the people in Ukraine some type of rest right now, Father God. Ease their heart and their burdens right now, Father God. Let them know that you are still with them, even though there is war going on in their places right now, Father God. Let them know that you're keeping a protective hedge around them, even though war has broken out right now, Father God. Father God, give them a place that they can rest easy with their kids and food in their mouth and shelter over their heads right now, Father God. Father God, look at our school system right now, Father God. For we know our children are getting ready to get out for the summertime right now, Father God. Keep a protective hedge around each and every single child that will be out for the summer right now, Father God. Let them not have to deal with any gun violence right now, Father God, any street violence right now, any kidnapping right now, any human trafficking right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you will disperse your angels around your babies right now, Father God. And you will let no harm come to them, seen or unseen right now, Father God. Father God, look for all the people that's getting on the road to travel right now, Father God. Give them a substance to let them know that you have protection. Have protection around their cars right now, Father God. You have protection around each and every one of us that's in our vehicles right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that in this time of day that we have to be also careful how we drive going to and fro our homes right now, Father God. Father God, also look down on the mothers right now who's struggling to keep a roof over children's heads right now, Father God. Let them know that they don't need to find a man, but they could just trust in you right now, Father God. Let them know that they don't have to hook up with a stranger, but they can just trust in you right now, Father God. For you, Father God, can give them substance that will not stop coming right now. For you are the living bread. You are the living water right now. So, Father God, let them be like the woman at the well when you said you are the water that grants thirst. You are the bread that feeds life. Father God, let them be able to have the faith of a mustard seed to trust and lean on you right now, Father God, and not depend on man right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, look at our single dads right now who's trying to raise a family. Father God, keep them encouraged and let them not get weary in what they're doing right now, Father God. Father God, not only keep them encouraged, but also keep them strong and strengthened right now, Father God. Let them know that they are just the head and not the tail. Let them know that they are first and not last right now, Father God. And Father God, go to our home where our seniors are living assistance right now, Father God, and hospice units right now, Father God. Touch every single citizen right now that's in these hospice units right now, Father God. Give them the strength right now, Father God, to know that you are standing beside their beds right now, Father God. Let them not have to endure any more pain or suffering right now, Father God. Father God, go by our hospital rooms right now, Father God. Touch every last one of those that's seeking you in a hospital bed right now, Father God. Let them know that you are there and you will give them rest that will give them comfort right now, Father God. Let them know that you are a healer and a deliverer right now, Father God. For you are Al Shaddai and Elohim right now, Father God. You are Jehovah Rapha right now, Father God. So let them know that if they call on your name and have faith, that they will be delivered from their sicknesses right now, Father God. Father God, look on our doctors and our nurses and all of our Army and Navy and Air Force and Coast Guard and Marines right now, Father God. Keep them strong right now, Father God, that they can continue to do a good work right now, Father God. Let them not get weary in what they're doing right now, Father God. But, Father God, let them run the race with grace and humility right now, Father God. Father God, we ask all of these things because we believe in you right now, Father God. We trust in your hands at everything that we're going through, Father God. We trust and believe in you, Father God, for we know, Father God, that you are a God who has made us in your image right now, Father God. So being that we're made in your image, we know that all things are possible with you, and there is nothing impossible right now, Father God. Father God, let us walk with the faith of a mustard seed right now, Father God. No matter what we're going through or what we've been through, Father God, let us keep our faith right now, Father God. Let us hold on to our faith, knowing that, Father God, you are a person who will walk through the valley of death with us right now, Father God. For you will give us peace that will pass all understanding right now, Father God. So, Father God, we are grateful and honored to have you in our life right now, Father God. We magnify your holy name and give you glory right now, Father God. We give you praise, Father God, for all that you have done for us, Father God. We give you praise, Father God, for giving us the life right now, Father God. We give you praise right now, Father God, for giving us the mind to stay on you right now, Father God. We give you praise for wisdom right now, Father God. We give you praise for knowledge right now, Father God. We even give you praise for understanding right now, Father God. I know sometimes, Father God, we may go through things that we may not comprehend or understand, Father God, but you will make all things come to fruition with you right now, Father God. So, Father God, we thank you for your knowledge and your understanding, your wisdom right now, Father God. Let us not have things that you've given us fall on deaf ears right now, Father God. But we ask that you open up our ears and our eyes right now, Father God, so that we can keep our mind stayed on you right now, Father God. For you said this mind is in Christ Jesus, also let it be in us right now, Father God. So, Father God, we ask that the mind of Christ be in us right now, Father God, so that we can be pleasing and acceptable to your sight right now, Father God. Father God, we also ask that you look down on Sister True and Sister B and Sister Nisha and Sister Angela right now, Father God. Father God, keep them encouraged and keep them strong and built right now, Father God. Let them continue on working in the ministry like the disciples right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, let Pastor Camilla and Pastor Sonja continue on working in the ministry like the disciples right now, Father God. Keep us strong right now, Father God, that we can go out to the highways and byways and proceed to give the word of God right now, Father God. And let us understand that if anyone does not receive the word, we are to take our blessings and dust off our feet and continue on to the next person right now, Father God. Father God, let your word fall deep into the earth right now, Father God. Open the heavens and let your word fall deep from heaven right now. Let it hit every single child, thought, parent, governor, senator, president, father, daughter, mother, son, let it all hit us right now, Father God, to know that your word is an everlasting word right now, Father God. To know that your word will go forth regardless of what we do or say right now, Father God. For you said that your word will be here for an everlasting word right now, Father God. For you said your word is the living life right now, Father God. So, Father God, let us cling on to your word in our heart and our minds right now, Father God. Holding on to your word, knowing that we can make it if we just stay focused on you right now, Father God. Father God, we ask these things because we know they're possible right now, Father God. Father God, where there's no food on people's table, Father God, I ask that you bless them with food right now, Father God. Where there's people who are struggling to get gas in their car, I ask that you bless them that they can have gas in their car right now, Father God. Where there's people who are struggling with finances to keep a roof over their head and food in their mouth and clothes on their back, Father God, I ask that you pour out a blessing right now, Father God. Let them be able to provide for themselves and not depend on others right now, Father God. Let them not be a burden to their family members right now, Father God. But Father God, I know that you everything is possible with you right now, Father God. And this is why I continue to praise and call on your holy name right now, Father God. For I know, God, that everything that you do and say, it is going to come to pass right now, Father God. So Father God, I give you the honor and I give you the glory right now, Father God. I give you the praise right now, Father God. For I thank you for all that you have done for me, Father God. I am so grateful for you being in my life right right now, Father God. Father God, that's what I want to let you know right now, Father God, that there's plenty of people who listen to this line that they are very grateful that you have came into their life right now, Father God. They're very grateful that you have taken your hand and saved them right now, Father God. And Father God, we'll be also careful and also humble to stand before your grace and stand before your throne and give you the honor and glory right now, Father God. But Father God, we know that you are keeping your eye on us right now, Father God. And we thank you for your hedge of protection right now, Father God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy right now, Father God. We thank you for your kindness and your loveness right now, Father God. We even thank you for your long suffering right now, Father God. For we know that you love us without a shadow of a doubt right now, Father God. So we are grateful and we are merciful right now, Father God, for the things that you are doing in your holy name. Amen, amen, amen. Saints, we will not be having Bible study tonight, but we will be in service. Pastor Camilla will be on the road as well as myself. We both have funerals to attend to, so please let's be mindful to keep Pastor Camilla and family in prayer. She's going to be going home this weekend to bury her brother, and I will be going to South Florida to go to my uncle's funeral. So please be mindful to keep everyone in prayer. Even if no one is not burying anybody, let's all keep each other in prayer, because it's needed right now. It is really needed right now. So I ask everybody to have a great day. God bless each and every last one of you. And just be mindful that we need to just continue on praying in the Word of God and asking Him to guide us, because we're in a time that we had never seen before, saints. We're in a day that is just getting shorter and shorter, and we need to stay mindful and before the Heavenly Father, dependent and leaning on Him to guide us through this world, because this world is nothing to play with. Amen. God bless you. I love you, and I will see y'all on Sunday. And remember, don't meet me there. Beat me there. Amen. God bless.